transportation system. We are on our way to the magic kingdom. For your safety and the safety of others, please remain seated while the motor coach is in motion. If you're standing, we encourage you.
Is very weird and uncanny when you go back into one of these main streets, because we've now walked down a main street so many times around the world, and they're all slightly different, but they're all pretty much the same at the same time.
Yeah, Shanghai is the most different, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Is like a Universal Studios main street.
It is. Yeah, well, Shanghai feels very much like a Hollywood Studios here, in fact, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I remember the first time we came here, walking down basically the main street that I knew and loved from Paris, but seeing a different castle at the end was really surreal for me. It was a strange moment in my life.
It was like growing up.
Yeah, becoming a new man.
Becoming a real boy.
Yeah. No longer the child of Paris, now the man of Florida. This is a man's park. This main street is slightly bigger than the other Disneylands, I think.
Yeah, the station is so much
trimmer. The station is more substantial. This square is a bit wider.
And the theatre is much bigger.
Yeah. And I think the building height is just high. Look, that's a three-story building rather than two-story.
Is it based on the one where Lincoln was shot? That's what it looks like, isn't it?
I don't know. But it does look like that, doesn't it?
Unless that's just an American theatre.
Might be.
That's how they all tend to look. They're all built in that style.
Celebrating great moments from history. There was a TV advert for Disneyland Paris in the 90s that I remember really clearly from childhood. And it features in it a little bit of footage of the Haunted Mansion in Florida. And it's not like the park wasn't open, but they just decided to show that for some reason instead of Phantom Manor. I really wonder why they did that.
Which is odd, because they're quite different. Like, the one in Florida is very brown brick.
Yeah, well, it looks
more...
And the
one in Paris is very purple.
Well, this looks more like a kind of a Californian eccentric house, doesn't it? Whereas the one in Paris looks very much like the Psycho Motel, Bates Motel, doesn't it?
Oh, I guess so. But then that would make more sense to be the California or the Florida one.
Yeah, but then that one, the Phantom Manor, is actually set within the confines of a old gold rush town, isn't it?
Ah, which is why it's got that feel.
Yeah, but it does make me think, I don't think you could get away with putting a completely different Haunted Mansion in the advert for a park these days. You know, now that the internet exists and people can kind of go, hang on a minute. We're in the Haunted Mansion and it smells like an old person's house.
I think it's because it smells of kids' piss.
Maybe they've just got a few incontinent ghosts in here.
It's fusty carpets and piss.
Makes me feel right in the setting.
Oh, I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely. The real chills come
later. Have we ever done it when it's these noises?
Everyone's talking so loudly.
When everyone's just chatting.
Just chatting completely, like no lapse in conversation whatsoever.
Really? No one's making a peep, are they?
No, because it's atmospheric and creepy.
This is weird.
Yeah.
We have 999 happy haunts here, but there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers?
Playful spooks have interrupted our tour.
It
just always goes wrong.
It's so simple, though, isn't it?
I bet it's because the thing never stops moving. You have to step on and off. So if you get someone who's slow getting off,
right,
and the whole thing grinds to a halt.
Do they have a facility to help disabled passengers?
Maybe that is it. Maybe if they've got a wheelchair user, they have to stop the ride.
Playful spooks have interrupted our tour. Please remain seated in your doom buggy.
It's good to have a good old look at everything as well.
Yeah, it is actually quite good in a way.
I didn't realise it was going to be out here.
Yeah, I've never heard that before either. So when you get stuck on a ride, you actually see all of the stuff.
Thank you to this ride, we get motion immediately.
I feel like they could have another ghost host saying, the ride will move now, instead of having...
Let there be music from regions beyond.
She's probably terrified, that bride.
There you are! And just in time!
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The effect at the end was great. Oh, we've known about that effect for ages.
So this is the hitchhiking ghost.
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen it.
Yeah, because there's an older version of that effect in the Paris one.
That has never worked.
It hardly ever works, does it? Yeah.
Well, not a single time that I've been on the Paris one has it worked.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, a little bit of trivia. You know the bit where he says, the ghost host says, "Oh, there you are."
Oh, yeah?
That is what the chap who takes his head off in Phantom Manor is saying. It's the same recording.
Ah.
They've just reused that recording.
Nice. Goes, Memori Morti.
Let's do it. Lindsay just said Memori Morti. It's Memento Mori, isn't it?
Yeah.
The gift shop.
Cheers.
We were just saying I would have really liked to have seen Tony Basil's face when they approached her about using Hey Mickey in this context.
I wonder how much they voted.
Yeah. Substantial amount, I would imagine. You reckon you're more on board with the dance party format than the parade format?
Yeah, I think it just gives the performers more to do, really. I don't know, I find the parades boring because they're just so slow.
They're very slow and you, the audience, are extremely static.
Yeah, so you're just standing there watching some very slow costumes go by.
Yeah.
And some waving.
Everything's very passive, isn't it?
Yeah, whereas these guys, you know, they're talented performers singing and dancing.
Yeah, and you've got live action performers, you've got costume characters, they're all on these big high podiums and floats. And they're engaging the audience with these big screens and there's, you know, dance party music going on and you've got classic dance moves and it just feels like there's a bit more point to it than just standing and waving. And then,
I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's still not entirely my cup of tea.
But we stood on the foot of the castle and watched a good 5 minutes of that. And I don't think we've ever watched...
That's true.
I don't think we've ever watched any of a parade
I'm
in a Disney park.
I'm always going to enjoy it. Someone who can really sing, doing a lot of...
Doing their thing.
Some good singing.
Yes.
And someone who can really dance, doing some dancing.
Yeah. Well, we found a genre of large-scale, live, Disney parade-style entertainment that we're on board with.
Yeah, although Hey Mickey is a bit too literal.
Yeah, it's very literal. That's the reason so many people have "I think I'm going to marry you" as their wedding song.
Yeah, because people love literal songs.
People are obsessed with literal
songs. It's like, because every time in a romance film where "I love you so much" kind of music comes on, you get really angry, don't you?
I remember this. Oh, you know, I hate it. Yeah. I hate literal music in TV shows. The scene in the film Closer, where you've got Clive Owen walking towards Natalie Portman in slow motion, and they can't take their eyes off each other, and then over the top you've got Damien Rice going, "Can't take my eyes off of you." "Can't take my eyes off of you." And it's just so literal.
Yeah. Yeah, they just don't trust the audience to understand.
No.
I wouldn't mind it though if they kept the original lyrics to Hey Mickey in that. "Hey Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind.
Hey Mickey, do do."
That would have been funnier.
"You're so fine, you blow my mind."
Yeah, if Minnie had been singing that to Mickey.
Well, yeah.
And like running her hands up and down his body.
With all of Tony Basil's really raunchy moves.
Yeah.
We're off to have dinner at the Skipper Canteen.
"If ye be brave, or fool enough to face the pirate's curse, proceed. Ye've come to the proper place.
Strike your colours, you bloomin' cockroaches! Surrender, Captain Jack Sparrow, or by thunder we'll burn the city to the ground."
That is Geoffrey Rush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, of course, there's probably some new stuff because they've replaced the redhead. The redhead's now got her new job here as well.
"Quit your clucking! The gentlemen want the rum! Don't you, boys?"
So they're selling rum rather than women. The cast member at the end of the ride sang "Yo-ho, yo-ho, it's off the boat you go" in a very clear musical theatre style voice. And I wonder if she was told to do that or whether she's just amusing herself. I noticed as well, where they used to have "We Want the Redhead" t-shirts, they now have t-shirts that say "Ye beware of the pirate Red."
Wildest ride in the wilderness!
whippier than I remember.
Yeah.
That's more sort of violent than I remember. I like it.
You knew, I think it might go to the mine train.
What, the Paris mine train or the Seven Dwarfs mine train?
Well, the Seven Dwarfs very much depends where you go.
Yeah, yeah. Hey! And this, the stop of this train is brutal.
Yeah,
the park seems really comparatively very empty now.
I think there's a lot of runners here.
Yeah.
So I think a quarter of the people here is to do with the running.
Mm.
I pulled that figure out of my arse.
Exactly 25% of all people here.
But also there are a lot of people with very young children.
Yeah, so they've gone, of course. This is now about 8:30 p.m. for reference. Also, the wait times are grossly inflated as far as we can tell. Like yesterday at Animal Kingdom, we waited 30 minutes for Dinosaur and the thing said 55 minutes. Earlier we waited half that for something else as well, I can't remember exactly what, and we just got on Big Thunder Mountain with a 35 minute wait time displayed and then we got on in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why they would want to do that.
No.
Let's go and do Splash.
Oh, oh man! Already wet.
That's just luck of the draw, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how you get more wet, actually, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god! It's a long way.
I think we've got a screamer in our midst. So many false drops.
They're all
pretty good.
Genuinely
sinister. Yeah.
Very psychologically sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I can feel myself getting
under. There's so much water splashing around in this ride. How do they keep these animatronics going?
Yeah.
Yeah, before you know it, it's over.
Yeah. Oh, can we get Zibbity Doo?
You get Zibbity Doo right at the end. Yeah, there's a whole another show scene after that.
Yeah.
That's bold, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
To follow that. Oh, and then they shove you in front of this waterfall for ages.
No.
And you get absolutely drenched.
Oh, no.
Oh,
how annoying.
Oh, it's not too bad, not too bad.
Well, you guys have her water.
Oh, yeah.
Right over there.
Yeah, right over here. Yeah.
Oh, the guy's behind us. Okay, I'd just like to say that I've seen a lot of people in identical outfits now.
Okay, do you have something to say?
Well, I'm not going to apologise for calling those two people bellends the other day for wearing identical outfits.
So these are the people that were running to Pandora?
Yeah, because I was mainly calling them bellends for running from Rope Drop to the ride, because in a way what they were doing was using their physical fitness to get ahead of the queue. Which I feel is an essentially...
It's an ableist thing to do, is it?
Well, it is a bit. I mean, you know, they're pulling ahead of other people. Just
I suppose they are. It's kind of low-level queue jumping, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We're all there at the same time.
Mm.
There's no need to shuffle ahead of everyone else.
And when you're doing something as humourless as sprinting to a ride...
Yeah.
When you're dressed in identical outfits, it just makes you look all the more silly, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I think the thing with the identical outfits was... The thing with identical outfits, there's nothing wrong with identical outfits per se. apart from it, you are drawing attention to yourself slightly, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to draw attention to yourself, and then you're going to do something which is a little irksome, expect
Lindsay's retribution
to look at you and think,
what a
pair of bellends. So it's not so much an apology, it's a clarification.
Right. It's just more
on why I thought these people were bellends. So I don't go around looking at, because there are a lot of people here dressed in identical outfits.
Yes, and fair play to them. More power to them.
It's fine, I don't care. They can dress however they like. However, if you're going to dress in identical outfits, you know, couples, whatever, groups of people, and then you're going to, in synchronisation, do something a bit dickish that, you know...
Then it's only going to compound the idea. It's not going to help your case, is what you're saying, is it?
No. Synchronised dickery is extra dickish.
So take that away, folks.
Yeah, just think about it.
So Magic Kingdom's felt very busy today, and Animal
Super
Kingdom
busy.
Felt busy yesterday. This is probably the closest to high season that we've ever seen. And it's because of Run Disney, I think, this weekend, and it's because apparently last weekend was President's Day as well, so there's like a few factors that are affecting it. But it's interesting to note that Walt Disney World seems to be constantly building new accommodation. There's a new Disney Vacation Club tower springing up right next to us. There's new resorts all the time, new hotel rooms constantly, but there's no sign of, then they're not increasing the capacities of the parks at all.
So it's just going to get busier.
It's only going to get busier.
You were looking at the queue capacities for January, weren't you? Just out of interest. Occasionally, in our home in England, we look at the queue capacities.
What, you mean the queue lengths of the...
Rather, the wait time.
The wait times for the rides.
While we're sitting in our living room in England. And they were really busy, weren't they, in January?
It was busy all the way through January, which is traditionally a slow month.
So maybe there are going to be less and less really low seasons.
I certainly, I know that on certain crowd calendar websites that I visited before, they're actually starting to kind of say, yeah, this is getting less and less effective because there is no low season for Walt Disney World.
And that's terrible for us, because I love low season, because I don't like crowds. I'm not good with people.
Yeah.
And overstimulation and noise and people.
Yeah.
So
really, maybe it's 20 odd years since the last theme park opened up here, which is Animal Kingdom. Maybe we're due another theme park, another fifth gate at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, spread the people, bring low season back.
So
please.
What I'm really hoping is that D23 Expo this year, 2019, will see the announcement of a new theme park. We think we might do an episode about how what we might put in this perfect new theme park as well.
Yeah, because obviously they all have their distinct identities, and we were just trying to think what the new identity would be, and we were brainstorming what that might be based on what we can see around the rest of the world. So
what's lacking?
Paying most attention to what's going on in Japan, actually, with Tokyo DisneySea.
Yeah, because Tokyo DisneySea seems to top the bill of everyone's favourite Disney park again and again and again. We must go and check that place out.
Yeah. So, essentially, we think if they do build another park here, it's going to be sort of steampunk water world, isn't it?
Yeah. And because Florida has so many natural waterways and you know, lakes, and it's kind of this swampy environment, it would make for quite a good sort of water-themed park. Not a water park, but a water-based theme park. Could work very well here in Florida, I think.
Last time we were here, I wanted a Splash Mountain t-shirt, and I had to get a large child's t-shirt because there were no adult t-shirts for Splash Mountain.
There seems to have been a proliferation in merch this year, though.
Yeah, this time around, I had a choice of like four or five different Splash Mountain t-shirts. I didn't buy any of them, I did not, because they're a bit meme-y. And also, I don't know, the whole zippity-doo-dah Song of the South, I suddenly thought, hang on, do I want to wear on my chest a slightly racially charged...
Yeah. You kind of want something that will disassociate from the film and more be strongly connected to the ride, don't you, really?
You're going to wear
something to do with Splash Mountain.
But something I did notice... But they were also trying to... Like I said, they were a bit meme-y, so they were trying to... they were trying to be a bit modern at the same time. There was a... an element of modern speech. You know what I mean, don't you? Don't you describe it?
Well, they're sort
of... I'm translating to English what I'm trying to talk about.
So they're packaging their t-shirts into more sort of pop culture frameworks, I guess. So I've seen a lot of people wearing a t-shirt that says something like monorails and turkey legs and churros and Mickey in that kind of one word per paragraph style that is so many t-shirts, you know, like John and Paul and George and Ringo. You see that a lot.
What's that?
I don't know. Maybe it goes back to one particular sort of design thing that has now been imitated. But it's just like you get a list of things that are associated with a place or a group of people or something, and they'll do it as a list format.
There's a lot of squad goals around as well.
Yeah, everything says squad goals.
I mean, there's the Seven Dwarfs with squad goals. How is that a squad? How is that? They're a group of miners.
So your squad goal is to go and down and work in a diamond mine. Is that the squad goal?
Go on, then go find a mine. I don't think it's easy work, guys.
Yeah.
And then make friends with your fellow miners.
Yeah.
And then you've got a squad. There we go.
Yeah, and there's a lot of grumpy memes, which are presumably aimed at dads.
Oh, it always is, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of grumpy-themed paraphernalia that is very much for the dads.
Yeah. Why are we reinforcing the idea that that fathers are allowed to, like, emotionally check out of families?
Yeah. Also, on the bus this morning, we were sitting next to a kid who was wearing a T-shirt. This was a 7-year-old kid who was wearing a T-shirt that said, "Lock up your princesses."
Yeah, a little boy wearing "Lock up your princesses." Although, really, a 7-year-old boy is going to be like, yeah, because... They should go to prison because they're rubbish. Yeah. So at least he's probably thinking about it in an innocent way. But
what were the parents thinking? Start your rapist young. I mean, that may not have been official merch, of course.
Tell him what you told me.
Oh right. Oh yeah, yeah. Apparently, I saw an article on Twitter that said apparently a lot of American children aren't actually aware that Walt Disney was a real person, and they thought there was a survey of like. They asked some children, who's Walt Disney? And a lot of them apparently said, he's just a guy who was friends with Mickey and who lived in one of the resort hotels.
I think that's really nice. It's like, they think they're friends.
Yeah, they're just good mates.
So they don't think Mickey's a creation. They think that Walt and Mickey are friends. Yeah, we all know what friends is a euphemism.
Yeah, so they think that Mickey is a real guy. And Walt is his special friend who lives with him.
It's like Mr. Burns and Smithers. And I think Mickey's Mr. Burns in this case.
Oh, definitely.
Walt is Smithers.
Ah, poor Walt.